Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Welcome back, folks. Every Tuesday in the 11 o'clock hour, we visit with folks and we set aside time in our NOLA Coalition segment, Difference Makers in Our Community. And we have been a beneficiary of meeting so many incredibly, just phenomenal people. And we really appreciate the time that they spend with us. And today's no different. We are joined by Cornelius Bankston, Managing Partner of TechPlug. Cornelius, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us about TechPlug.
TechPlug, we have been here in New Orleans for 3.5 years. We are a technology innovation firm. We're working to address health inequities in our communities here in Louisiana.
So when we talk about health inequities, exactly what do we mean by that?
Well, when you think about access, right, those things around social determinants of health, individuals that might be living in food deserts where they're not able to get healthy foods, or individuals that might be resource challenge from receiving their prescriptions, like how do you get them their prescriptions from a transportation perspective? If you're looking at individuals that might be managing chronic diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure, what type of innovation can meet them at their doorstep so that they can be proactive around their care opposed to reactive?
So as you just listed those, my sense is a lot of people have a very difficult time understanding that. And I guess for me, perspective changed when I started caring for my elderly parents. And, you know, it causes one to reflect and you say to oneself, you know, what if everyone, because I'm the only child living here, the other two are living in other areas of the country. It's like, what if there were none living here? It's really kind of an eye opener. You know, as to how all of that would work for that individual.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's it can be a very complicated and arduous task for some. And so when you think about when you lean into technology opportunities of managing care remotely. So those are some things that we see and with some of these innovations where, say, for instance, there is no one in a state where a parent might live and they're managing some type of chronic disease. With the new ways that we're imagining innovations, individuals and even their clinicians can monitor their health remotely. So one could be in one city, another could be in another state, and could still have access to their health information and ensure that they're getting the quality of care that they might need.
And when you think of all the hurdles that you have to jump over, and the reason I put it in this context, Cornelius is try to follow me here, is that a lot of folks look at this, you know, from a distance and say, oh, that happens to people over there. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you find out, you're over there.
You know? Right.
And you're in the middle of it, and you're like, how the hell did I find myself in this predicament? Well, you know, it's
exactly.
You just got slapped with reality in many respects, right?
Yes, that's very true. This isn't something that just impacts one demographic. It can impact all of us, right? Especially as our baby boomers are aging, living longer, right? Quality care is a concern. People want to stay in their homes, although they might be challenged with a multitude of health issues that they might be managing. And, you know, like you mentioned, Assembly could be living in New York and you're here in Louisiana in one city, another person's in Atlanta. And so how do we think about galvanizing, you know, innovations that meet people where they are as it relates to their life journey, right? So how can we imagine or develop innovations to meet people where they are as it relates to their journey of life? If I am 80 years old, still have the mobility of my limbs, and I do not want to go and live in an assisted living facility and probably want to stay in my home, what type of health innovations are available for me at that age so that I can continue to live, you know, an independent lifestyle, but also have the connectedness with my physicians or children so that they can understand and see where I might be in real time?
Yeah. It's interesting how as you get older, your perspective changes on a number of different issues, right?
Yes, very true.
And you look at things in one perspective, and then it changes really quick for some folks. We were just having this conversation with some friends of ours over this past weekend, and it's like you feel like your whole world is upside down, and that's what makes. Innovation firms like yours even all the more important to try and create innovative ways of reaching these same conclusions that others are able to achieve a lot easier.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you guys are going to have something called the Rue Experience, which is a 2-day activation on the 31st and the 1st. Tell us about that event.
Yes, sir. Incredibly excited about this opportunity. The Rue Experience is a food as medicine activation. It's a 2-day activation where we are bringing together chefs, NFL players to reimagine. On day one, we're reimagining a Louisiana dish with a healthy twist. For some of us, food is medicine, and so we're trying to figure out circulating healthy meal options or healthy ingredients to some of our favorite Louisiana dishes. Day two is a two-part series. I could say it that way to day two. The first part of the day in the morning, we'll have a series of panel discussions with Dr. Veronica Gillespie-Bell around maternal health. We'll have Dr. Christy Valentine Thayer, who will be moderating a panel around food as medicine. We'll also have Judy Reese Morris on our financial health panel. Latham Thomas, who is the CEO of Mama Glow, will come in and give us a keynote conversation around food as medicine and how we could think through that from a healthy living perspective. And then we're going to gather together as New Orleans and Louisianans do and do a second line parade from our space at 2600 Ursulines Avenue over to one of our partner schools, Berkeley Lodge Academy, where we'll be giving away over 100 boxes of healthy food to the community. And people are like, well, okay, that's a lot. But I think for the culminating experience of gifting community members, no matter where you might live in the city or in the state, please come by and get these boxes of food because they'll be able to feed a family of four.
So when we say that food is medicine, expound on that a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Well, just kind of reimagining how we prepare our foods. So studies have shown, you know, just intercalating different types of ingredients into our dishes that we consume, maybe eliminating salt and thinking of other seasonings that we could include into our food to help regulate potential high blood pressure or diabetes in some cases. And so that's where the research is showing us that if we can modify some of the ingredients and some of the food options that we choose, food can be medicine in some cases, not all cases, but in some cases.
Yeah. That will take place on the 31st and the 1st. What are the times if folks want to attend?
So, yeah, sure. On January 31st, our cook-off is an invite-only opportunity on the 31st. However, on February 1st, we'll kick things off at 10 a.m. at 2600 Ursulines Avenue. And then the community day will start at 2 p.m. at Bricka Lodge Academy on Esplanade.
All righty. Best of luck to you, Cornelius, and thank you so much for joining us. Cornelius Bankston, managing partner of Tech Plug, an innovation firm with a focus of addressing health inequities in our community. We really appreciate what you do. Let me ask one final question of you. Sure. Your work with NOLA Coalition, I know a lot of organizations have newly created this relationship with them. Your thoughts?
I believe in collaboration. I think when you have diverse perspectives coming together to solve a common problem, it helps all ties rise. And so I think it's a valuable opportunity to bring different organizations together to advance the causes for a diverse population that we see and live in.
And I don't know how long, I know you said the organization is new to the city. I don't know how long you've been in the city, but you know, it's interesting for me, Cornelius. For me, I've learned a lot about organizations that have been around a long time. I'd not heard about them. I've been exposed to some organizations doing great work, and I really appreciate, if nothing else, something as simple as that.
Yeah, I think it's powerful. Indeed.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week, and best of luck with Rue Day on your two-day event, January 31st and February 1st.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a great day.
You too. That's Cornelius Bankston, managing partner of TechPlug. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.